Good morning. I'm Sean Canahan with the WMNF News headlines. Students from New College of Florida celebrated their official commencement ceremony Friday night. WMNF's Josh Holton reports it came one day after an alternative graduation that students held to protest the conservative direction that Governor Ron DeSantis has taken the school in over the last several months.
Jacob Silverman studied philosophy and religion, and he's looking at interning as a paralegal or going to Tokyo for work. He was wearing a white suit of armor as a nod to his favorite anime.
So this is a Kaiba outfit?
He was originally going to wear a cap and a gown with a suit until he got an email from interim president Richard Corcoran encouraging him to do just that.
I kind of instantaneously knew I just had to do the opposite of that. And Yu-Gi-Oh! Is like a really important thing from my childhood. I joke that I relate to this character a lot, so it felt like a very fitting way to end my new college career.
Richard Corcoran is a former Republican House Speaker. He was appointed New College's interim president by its board of trustees, many of whom were put in place this year by DeSantis. Silverman encouraged students to stick it out in spite of recent changes.
The school is just amazing, and the students need to remember the administrative doesn't control the school, we control it. So as long as these wonderful students we have remain here, I don't think the school's going to change ultimately.
Jovi Christos graduated with a degree in gender studies. They also attended the alternative graduation where they said they felt like students could exist and be their authentic selves.
And talking to professors and students like outside of the environment, that's kind of feel a little bit polarized or politicized.
Christos gender studies professor Miriam Wallace started working there in 1995 and said recent attacks on gender studies and African American history are not new.
And when she had told me they didn't take us seriously then and they might not take us seriously now, but we've been here the whole time.
Christos plans to take some additional classes and go back in the fall to show their support for current students as they endure a changing curriculum in an institution that has fallen under cultural division. It's also under the shadow of a potential presidential campaign as DeSantis is expected to announce a run this week. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Sarasota.
On Friday, pro soccer executives and stakeholders announced that women's professional soccer is coming to Tampa Bay next year. But WMNF's Chris Young reports the team does not have a name or a field to play on yet.
The Tampa team will be a part of the United Soccer League's new Super League. They'll begin play in August 2024 and join 10 to 12 clubs from around the country playing in the inaugural season. USL Super League president Amanda Vandervoort joined Tampa Mayor Jane Castor and team owners Daryl Shaw, David Laxer, and Jeff Fox to make the announcement.
And girls who grew up dreaming that they would have a chance on that stage. The USL Super League, with Tampa Bay here today, is now part of that movement.
So where will they play, and who's paying for the stadium? Shaw, who has poured millions into developing Ybor City and Tampa, says they, quote, haven't gotten that far yet.
We're still working through some options in Ybor. We haven't got a budget yet. We're not looking at this point at a permanent stadium. We're looking at a temporary location because we need to be up and running by August next year.
The new team also doesn't have a name. The team's name and colors will be determined with input from residents across the Tampa Bay area. The USL directed people to SuperLeagueTampaBay.com to submit ideas. For WMNF News, I'm Chris Young in Tampa.
Over the weekend, the NAACP issued a travel advisory for Florida. It joined two other civil rights groups in warning potential tourists that recent laws championed by Governor Ron DeSantis and Florida lawmakers are openly hostile toward African Americans, people of color, and LGBTQ individuals. The NAACP has long been an advocate for Black Americans. It joins the League of United Latin American Citizens, which is a Latino civil rights organization, and Equality Florida, a gay rights advocacy group, in issuing travel advisories for the Sunshine State. Florida is the most popular state in the U.S. for tourists, and tourism is one of its largest industries. Governor Ron DeSantis is asking that a federal judge be disqualified from the First Amendment lawsuit filed by Disney against the Florida governor and his appointees. The DeSantis motion filed Friday claims U.S. District Judge Mark Walker's prior statements have raised questions about his impartiality on the state's efforts to take over Disney World's governing body. Disney's lawsuit alleges the Republican governor and his appointees violated the company's right to free speech, as well as the contracts clause by taking over the special governing district that previously had been controlled by Disney supporters. Walker was nominated to the federal bench in 2012 by President Barack Obama. Voting rights groups are urging DeSantis to veto a major elections bill that would place additional restrictions on voter registration groups. Here's more from Margie Menzel.
Among other things, the bill would require that voter registration groups provide receipts when they collect applications from people, shorten from 14 to 10 days the length of time groups have to turn in applications to election supervisors, and impose a $50 per day fine for each application that is turned in late. Republicans say the state needs to continue ramping up voting security efforts, and Democrats say the changes are designed to make it harder for them to vote. In a letter to DeSantis issued Friday, more than three dozen groups, including the ACLU of Florida and advocacy organizations focused on Black and Hispanic voters, said the bill would do widespread harm to Florida's elections. I'm Margie Menzel.
Heavy rain and strong thunderstorms are possible in the Tampa Bay area today. Meteorologist Justin Ballard says a stalled front will keep rounds of rain and storms in the forecast this week.
Several features will work together to bring rounds of heavy rain and thunderstorms to the Sunshine State this week. An area of low pressure is forecast to develop along a stalled frontal boundary and is forecast to slowly move into the Atlantic by midweek. Between now and then, heavy rain could result in a multi-day flash flood threat for nearly the entire state.
Ballard says today's storm threat could actually come with the potential for damaging winds. He adds that the risk severe storms will arrive during the afternoon and could linger into the early evening before storms taper off. Overnight lows tonight will be in the low 70s. Tomorrow, expect scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon with highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM and on the WMNF app.